Thank you very much for having me come. David and I had breakfast together about a month ago, and we caught up because I've known David for a long time, and I've known Dee Dee for a while, too. It's always good to have the request come from the fountains from Dee Dee, because I know that she will help us at Christmas. And I hate to say this, but as an executive director of a nonprofit organization, when you are dealing with sometimes over 300 families or children and families, not everybody follows the directions, but Dee Dee does. So I thank you very much. You know, some of us know, we know some of the congregations that we're going to have to double check when everything comes in, but we never have to do that with the fountains. So thank you, Dee Dee. We appreciate it. You can continue to take just as many as you want because we have plenty of folks to be involved. The scripture today is from John 21, verses 15 to 17. And the context is of this scripture is that this was spoken at the third of Jesus' appearances to his disciples following his resurrection. And they were all fishing in the Sea of Tiberias when this particular discussion took place. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Peter was being given an enormous, and I did this the first service, that you all have a response to do. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thank you for letting me in. I said, Dee Dee, the first service I wouldn't do this again, but I did. Peter was being given an enormous responsibility to lead the mission of Jesus. Yet, this scripture tells us our mission as well. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." There were no conditions. Feed my sheep if they deserve it. Feed my sheep if you feel like it, if there are any leftovers. Feed my sheep if you are in the mood, if the economy is okay, if you're not too busy. No conditions. Just feed my sheep. Now, for some of us that like to have some additional information and always want to know, okay, what are sheep? Well, there's an official definition of sheep. Sheep are defined as timid, defenseless creatures, timid, docile persons, one easily influenced or led. Are these then the sheep of which Jesus spoke? Marcus, who at age 11 received his first library card during a field trip with Wesley students to the Burton Barr Library in Phoenix. Francis, who always needed assistance with after-school work, proudly, after 3 months of coming to Wesley's after-school program, proudly sharing her very first Student of the Month certificate with a staff member who had helped her, saying, "Thank you, we earned this together." Antoinette, at age 85, experiencing severe health problems, living alone, calling Wesley Center to ask for help with security issues that could only be solved by the city of Phoenix. With Wesley's staff assistance, she wrote a letter that resulted in the Phoenix Police Department's applying for a grant to assist her with these issues and others. The grant, incidentally, was approved. And in addition to Antoinette, 69 senior adults in South Central Phoenix received very strong security screen doors. Six teenage girls with our after-school program playing a game that I didn't know still existed called Life, as they found out that how you try to live on a minimum hourly wage, and they thought perhaps it would be a good idea to stay in school, to get an education, and to even learn what it might be like through Wesley Center to be able to go on to college. The Amigos Center is one of our programs in the west part of Phoenix, where we have all of our adult education classes, GED, computer, English speakers of other languages. We also have soccer teams, and with the Cardinals, who are going to be playing shortly, we have some flag football programs going on over there. There were three of the women who were among the first students that we had for the English program beginning in 2003, and those women were determined later on that they wanted to, as they progressed through their English, that they got to a point where they wanted to do a fifth year of English. And our agreement with them was, we will do a fifth year with you if you will do something for us. And that is, since you now are doing English very well, and incidentally, the three of them had become United States citizens during that time, the deal is you then teach students in the first year of English. Now, that was something that we never expected that would happen, but it has, and that has continued now for quite a while. I need to set some definitions for you about Wesley Community Center. Yesterday I spoke to a large group in Casa Grande, and the person who was facilitating the group asked them the question that I almost always hate to hear in some Methodist context: how many of you have been to Wesley Center? And so when she asked that question yesterday, with the exception of very few, everybody raised his and her hand. Now, I've been at Wesley Center since 1994. And when I came to Wesley Center, it's a national mission institution. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But when I came, that national mission institution was being considered by the leadership in New York with the Methodist Church to think about closing. And so when I came, I had some experience not only as a Methodist, but with Wesley Community Centers in another part of the United States. I met with the four remaining board members and agreed to stay at Wesley Center in August of 94. I agreed to stay for 6 months. Now, either we're trying to figure out how to close it, or as somebody told me the other day, I just didn't tell them which 6 months I would stay. So, still there. But the problem and the challenge was that with Wesley Center being a national mission institution, the feeling was, among many Methodists in this conference, was that New York, the national United Methodist group, supported Wesley Community Center completely. And that was not the case, because in 1994, the entities that were keeping Wesley Center alive were Motorola and the Valley of the Sun United Way. So we had an interesting challenge. And so you can imagine, when I then started speaking throughout the conference about Wesley Center, all I wanted to do was to say, have you ever heard of Wesley Community Center? I didn't even want to go with, have you been there? So to have a group 18 years later, almost 100% say they've been to Wesley, either that or they're lying really well to make me feel better, it is quite a pleasure. Wesley Community Center is a national mission institution of the United Methodist Church. There are 98 of those in the United States, and of course there are over 100, there are about 150 international mission institutions. The Methodists are very strong throughout the world. West of Colorado, in what is called the Western Jurisdiction, there are only 7 national mission institutions. Wesley Center is the only one in Arizona, the only one in the Desert Southwest Conference. And I'm going to tell you where we are. It is very easy, as I told the first service, I think, because I have to do a lot of driving and do a lot of speaking for Wesley Center and for the nonprofit world in general, it's very easy for you to get on 87 out here, go south to 202, turn right or west, depending upon how you are with directions. You stay on 202, and I know for a fact that you can drive over the speed limit. And at some point, you will get closer to downtown Phoenix. And if you've been to the baseball park, you know exactly where you're going to be going. So you stay on 202 until it merges with I-10 going to Los Angeles. But you get over in the right lane pretty quickly, as much as you can, because you're going to exit at 7th Street. 7th Street, then, you turn left or you go south. You will pass the baseball park on your right as you go on the overpass across the railroad tracks. The second light is Buckeye Road. You turn left. Are you with me so far? Or back west? On Buckeye Road toward the airport for 3 blocks to 10th Street, where you will see at the corner of 10th Street and Buckeye Road a sign that says Wesley Community Center and Wesley Health Center. We are 8 minutes from the airport, and we are about 1.5 miles from the baseball park. So we're in South Central Phoenix, which, until the mid-1950s, south of which was the only place that Hispanics could live legally. And so the area of South Central Phoenix and South Phoenix has been primarily Hispanic. It's not the case anymore, but it was at the time. And that's then when Wesley Community Center was begun in 1950 by a group of Methodist women. And when you have Methodist women involved, you have the families involved. So all the families participated in starting Wesley Community Center back in 1950. We, in being a national mission institution, mean that our property, our 4 acres, the property is owned by the United Methodist Women. And the first building that was built in 1953 on that property, and by the way, they purchased the property that had the only water well. And in South Central Phoenix, that was a pretty good deal. It wasn't even part of Phoenix. It was Maricopa County. And dirt roads, and Wesley Center then had the only cement in the area. And that's where people to this day will stop me and say, I learned to roller skate at Wesley Center. Some of you in this room are not going to have a clue what I'm talking about. But there used to be things called roller skates. And if you're old enough to remember that, you will remember that we attached those skates to our saddle shoes. And we used a key. You guys who are not even, I don't even know that there was a 1950, but you had a key. And that key loosened your roller skates and it tightened them. And as girls at that time, we wore skirts to roller skate, because we were not allowed, nobody, girls did not wear jeans or slacks. You're too young. You're shaking your head like you know what I'm talking about, and you're too young to know that. But you've heard about it from somebody, I'm sure. I know the gentleman having a birthday has probably has heard of 1950. And I say that because I'm probably older than he is. Now, being then part of the United Methodist Church, I don't think that you may know or remember at all that in 2006, January of 2006, the first building at Wesley Community Center burned. And it took us 15 months to rebuild. When we rebuilt, we reopened the building as a clinic for uninsured, volunteer physicians only, and at the time we were serving about 2,000 patients. Now Wesley Center in 2012 has 3 specific areas of program. We have our Amigos Center in West Phoenix, where we do all of our adult education. We have the Family and Youth Services on the site where we're located now, where we do after-school programs and summer programs 48 weeks of the year. We are contiguous to a magnet school for the fine arts and dual languages, Herrera School, so that we have been next to them since the 1970s, and they have been next to us. It's a very unique situation throughout the United States. Then we also have a federally qualified health center on our property, the Wesley Health Center. We're a community center that has 3 programs, the Wesley Health Center, Family and Youth Services, and the Amigos Center in West Phoenix. And the reason for the interesting diversity is the fact that, and this is information that you probably may not know, is in Phoenix, as in other cities in the United States, beginning in 1985, the federal government started relocating neighborhoods that were under the flight path of the major airports, primarily because at the time they used to dump fuel before they landed, and there's noise and all kinds of other things that happened. Now, you're out in an area where I hope you do not complain about the noise of the airports. When they were rerouting some airplanes to ease the situation in South Central Phoenix, there were a lot of complaints that came from people who lived in North Scottsdale about the noise of the airplanes as they're going over way above. For those of us that live right underneath them, the government has said, we need to move your neighborhoods out of there. So beginning in 1985, they started moving the neighborhoods. They started moving the Hispanic neighborhoods. They built the freeways through the Hispanic neighborhoods, so we have interesting challenges. But finally, they had enough money in the federal government to keep going and get that neighborhood, Nuestro Barrio, out between 16th Street and 7th Street, south of Van Buren, north of the Salt River, so that our location, relocation of our neighborhood, began in 2000. Every one of the 1,500 homes and the 10,000 residents were to be relocated by 2012. Oh, it is 2012. And we're still there. And there are, the government realized that they could no longer force people to move if they didn't want to, so that it is a voluntary relocation coordinated by the city, the FAA, and the Sky Harbor Airport. And so now in 2012, and this whole thing will be completed at the end of 2013, there will be no more offers for people to move, no more replacing their homes with homes that are located for them by the city. And so we have currently 421 homes remaining out of the 1,500 that were there in 94, and we have approximately, I would say maybe 1,200 people who still live there, as opposed to the 10,000 that lived there in 1994. So that issue of moving neighborhoods out is a whole other time to take in services to discuss, because it's extremely interesting. And if you know what it is to have the avigation above your head purchased by the federal government, you know what I'm talking about. Some parts of the country, people do not own the land that their homes are on. And in our case, bet you didn't know it, but you don't know the air. You don't own the air over your house. The federal government does. And so they then, when they want you relocated, they'll let you know. So Wesley Center happens to be now in what is called a sound mitigation program, because all of us who are staying there are being new ceilings, new doors, new windows, new roofs, new, in our case, in the community, two of our three buildings, all the lighting, all the ceilings, everything's been replaced. And for the United Methodist Women and for the United Methodist Church, it is a gift, thank you, from the federal government, of $800,000 for all this renovation. So at the beginning of November, we will have a gymnasium that is air-conditioned. And that's going to be very exciting for us, as well as all the other renovations that are taking place. But I hope that you understand now that we're no longer just a community center that served just an area of Phoenix. We are a community center now that is serving the greater Phoenix area. For our Amigo Center and our Family and Youth Services Program, we are serving 48 zip codes, where when I came in 18 years ago, we were serving one zip code. With our health center, again, we take all insurance programs, and we serve uninsured as well with a sliding fee scale. But we now have patients coming to our clinic from 121 zip codes. The majority of them are uninsured. And I learned this morning, which is interesting, because sometimes I do a lot of speaking about this, and I was not thinking the Fountain Hills would necessarily be the place, although I do have a lot of material over there on the table for you to find out more about Wesley, and particularly the health center. I really hadn't thought too much that you all would be interested necessarily in the health center. And I had three people at the first service who came up to ask me more about it because they cannot get appointments with their own doctors here. And we are a federally qualified health center. There are four counting sort of the Maricopa integrated, the Maricopa health community. But there are three federally qualified health centers, Wesley Health Center, Mountain Park Health Center, and Adelante Healthcare in the greater Phoenix area. And we do same day, next day appointments. So if that helps. And I also told the folks, because I said, particularly those of you who have insurance, and particularly those of you who have Medicare, I think there are just a few in this room, not many, but a few, we would love to have you come to Phoenix, come see Wesley Center, come see your National Mission Institution. While you're there, you can get a checkup. We have 3 full-time physicians, family practice physicians, and we had last year almost 8,000 patients who, by the way, little trivia, if you're a patient in the state in the United States, the federal government says that you will see a doctor 2.5 times a year. I don't know what you do on that half-time visit. If you get one, if you have a half-time visit sometime, please call me and let me know what it was like so that when I talk about it, I can tell people what a half-time visit is. But do not hesitate, as I told the 3 people who talked to me this morning about, as the weather gets nicer, it might be nice to go down to Wesley and have an appointment, get your appointment, and get in to see those physicians. All you have to do is say, Betty Mathis told me, and that will definitely get you in. I don't like to do that very often, but now the folks that we serve, as I said, we had over 15,000 encounters in our clinic alone last year. That means the people come in all those extra times. We have diabetes classes, chronic disease management for hypertension, for asthma, all kinds of things going on. We have people who come to us from 121 zip codes to our clinic. Now, are these the sheep of which Jesus spoke? The after-school program that we have, where we charge $3 a day for after-school tutoring and homework assistance, and $5 a day in the summer for 5-day a week, 8-hour a day summer programs and field trips all over this county, primarily with Hispanics, special needs kids. People cannot even afford the $3 and the $5. So thanks to a lot of Methodists throughout this conference, we're able to provide scholarships for those students. Emergency food. We have food donated to us frequently. We give it to those folks who need it. And in August alone, the request for food and the donations that we gave to individuals was 3 times as much as we did last year. And we thought last year it was a really, really interesting year for people who needed food. Those folks who come and give us information, often with tears in their eyes, often needing a shower, being thrilled that we have paper towels and toilet paper to give them as along with their food. Are these the sheep of which Jesus spoke? Well, this church knows what it's like to be in mission. You've got it in your mission statement. You know about reaching out. You know about touching people. You know about making a difference. Our mission at Wesley Community Center is together we empower a positive change. It's not that we're doing anything for you and for the individuals that use Wesley Community Center, but we're doing it with them. And we had the good fortune, I guess, in 2009 to be one of 3 health centers in the state of Arizona that shared $3 million from the first stimulus money that came to the Public Health Service from the United States government. We've never taken government money. We've tried to stay away from it. And yet we're a Methodist institution. We're owned by the United Methodist Women. We had to have 1/3 of our board members be Methodist. And when the federal government said, now that you're getting money for your health center, 51% of your board have to be patients of your health center. And, by the way, we need to have a lien on the health center because you're getting money from us. And so then we had an interesting challenge for me to inform the United Methodist Women that the federal government of the United States of America wanted a lien on the clinic that was on their property. Can you imagine what their answer probably was? No. And so I flew to New York, along with my finance director, who was an attorney, happened to be an attorney as well at the Attorney General's office, who started to work for Wesley during this situation. He and I flew to New York. He knew the legal situation. He knew what needed to happen. And I, fortunately, knew the United Methodist Church and the United Methodist Women. So we were given an hour and a half to meet. We were there with them for 3 hours. And 2 months later, Wesley Community Center was the only national mission institution of the United Methodist Church that had a lien agreement from the United States of America on part of their property. So it was sort of, United Methodist Women, United Methodist Church, or federal government. So it's working so far. The government gives us X amount of money during a year to help with our physicians, and we have to match it. So, consequently, we're a regular nonprofit that does a lot of fundraising. I really do appreciate your listening to this. It's often when I speak that a lot of folks in the group already have been to Wesley. They know about Wesley Center. I've told you how to get there. I know that you can call me at any time. You can reach us anytime. You can come to our clinic. You can come, as Dee Dee said, do a tour with us. And particularly if you come on a Saturday, you'll get to see the clinic and be inside the clinic and see what we have to offer. I hope you'll be proud of it. I hope you'll know that what you're doing and caring about and supporting makes a difference to you in your lives as well. So I do thank you for listening. And for those of you that had to hear this again, there were a few things I changed, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Because my deal is so many people hear me more than once that I always say to them, you're never going to hear me say the same thing twice. Thank you. It makes a difference to me.